Hi, I'm Chris. You're about to travel to a place of wonder, excitement, and discovery. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Getting out of work is something most kids try to do at one time or another, but few are as clever about it as Kurt, especially when it comes to getting out of phys ed class.
All right, you bunch of wood gnomes, two more laps and in you go. Kurt, Oscar, put a little hustle into it, will you?
Yes, sir. Aye, aye. I hate this, Oscar. I really hate this.
I know. I mean, look at us. They make us run around and around on this track. And for what? I'm not learning anything.
My dad says it's preparing us for life in the real world.
Running around in circles?
Yeah, that's what he says he does every day at work.
Well, I don't like it. This track stuff is crazy. There's got to be some way to get out of this.
Oh, not again, Kurt.
What?
You remember what happened all the other times you tried to get out of phys ed?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. Like the time you told the coach you had a rare tropical disease, and he sent you to the school nurse, who sent you to the principal's office, who sent you home to your parents, who sent you to your room for a week.
Yeah. I should have used a different color magic marker for those spots.
And the time you tried to get out of class because he said you were, what did he say? Boycotting the fascist left-wing competitions. Remember what happened?
Coach Stubbs washed my mouth out with soap. But that was only because he didn't know what fascist meant.
Do you?
No, but it sounded good. All right, so they didn't work out. There must be a foolproof way to get out of phys ed.
Oh, look.
What?
It's Lucy over there by the bleachers. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, guys.
Come on, let's go talk to her.
But the coach said keep going.
We'll jog in place, all right? Come on. Hey, Luce, what you doing?
I'm working on an article for the Odyssey Owl.
You're working with the school newspaper?
Yes. I'm doing a cover story on the litter under the bleachers. Have you seen down there? It's disgusting! The school newspaper wants me to get the scoop.
You'll need a scoop for that litter, especially since most of it is the school newspaper. When did you become a newspaper woman?
A couple of weeks ago. I like it. It's a lot of fun.
Kurt! Oscar! How many pit stops you gonna take? Get moving!
Yes, sir. Come on, Kurt.
I'm coming. Back to the rat race, Lucy. Have fun with your trash journalism.
Mm-hmm. My what?
Now, there's a great way to spend your time, writing articles about garbage under the school bleachers.
I don't know. I think it might be kind of fun to write for a school newspaper.
Are you kidding? I can't think of anything more boring than sitting around a class with a bunch of pinheads writing about things like the student reaction to the soda machine when it was out of order, or the life story of Leslie Spongebottom, leader of the overdue book collection in the library, or the favorite food of Butch Nelson, captain of the basketball team. Who cares about Butch Nelson's favorite food, or anybody's favorite food for that matter?
I like the story about Leslie. Did you know she visited Mexico last summer? That's important.
Oscar, postcards of Mexican jumping beans in Tijuana is not news. A nuclear holocaust, the cure of a major disease, the time I saw Robin get kissed by George Baldwin. Now that's news. The Odyssey Owl is nothing but a hoot.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's a big waste of time. I wouldn't want to give up phys ed for that anyway.
Yeah, we're... Wait a minute. What do you mean?
Mean about what?
Giving up phys ed. What's phys ed got to do with the school newspaper?
The school newspaper meets during phys ed.
It does? Since when?
A couple of weeks ago. It's a new school program they're trying.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Oscar, you've given me an idea.